This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is buzz on Capitol Hill today about charges from some House members that the CIA has admitted misleading Congress for years. Seven House Democrats made that claim in a letter to CIA Director Leon Panetta. The letter claims that Panetta told lawmakers late last month that, and this is a quote, top CIA officials have concealed significant actions and misled members for a number of years from 2001 to this week. A CIA spokesman said today that it is not the policy or practice of the CIA to mislead Congress, and that the agency believes it is vital to keep Congress informed. While the letter did not say what the CIA is said to have lied about, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi earlier this year accused the agency of misleading lawmakers in 2002 about waterboarding.
We're going to hear now from Speaker Pelosi about the CIA and other matters. Madam Speaker, welcome to the program.
My pleasure to be with you again, Melissa.
When House members talk, as they did, about the CIA concealing significant actions, what actions do you understand them to be talking about?
Well, that would be classified information, and the members of the committee have written letters about it, and that's when we all learned about their concern. Appropriately, the House Intelligence Committee will move forward to exercise its oversight over the Central Intelligence Agency and the intelligence community, but that is the appropriate route.
Classified information, but have you had discussions with these House members about just what they're talking about?
No. As I said, I saw the letters when everyone else did yesterday. I have not had the briefing that they have.
Right. But given your role as Speaker of the House, would you not want to know what exactly they're talking about, given that you've raised similar concerns in the past?
Well, it behooves the intelligence community to give us that briefing. My most recent briefing with the intelligence community was last week, and I was not briefed on this matter.
Right, I understand. When you read this letter from the seven House members and also the House Intelligence Chairman now weighing in, Sylvester Reyes, is it not part of your role that you would go to them and say, we should have a discussion, we should know what we're talking about?
No, it is their role to, as House Intelligence Committee, to pursue the information that they have received in the briefing. I don't know what they learned in the briefing, and it is the appropriate responsibility of the committee to go forward.
When you say the House committee should go forward, Sylvester Reyes, the chairman of that committee, is saying that that could lead to a full committee investigation.
Well,
these are serious allegations.
If the chairman said that, then that's what it could lead to.
Would you agree that the House should investigate that?
Melissa, I don't know how many more times I have to tell you. I did not have the briefing myself. It is the responsibility of the committee to exercise the oversight, and that is what they are doing, which could lead to what the chairman described as a full, what did he call it, an investigation?
Yes, a full committee investigation.
That word? Okay, then that the chairman will take the initiative in that regard. But the really important thing is this. Members of Congress take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Protecting the American people is our primary responsibility. Intelligence is a very important part of our national defense. Congress has oversight responsibility of the intelligence community, and therefore the Intelligence Committee has to honestly convey to the Congress certain responsibilities that are spelled out in the National Security Act of 1947. The administration has custody. They're the custodians of the intelligence. They're not the owners of it. And Congress has a right to information on which we must vote.
The House is about to take up the intelligence bill, and your critics might look at the timing of this letter from your fellow Democrats and say they're trying to inoculate you from inevitable Republican
attacks.
Well,
that's a Republican charge that you're repeating, but that is not the case. I have no concern about what any declassification of information might say about what they reported to me. But the fact is that the Republicans on the floor of the House are engaged in dilatory tactics to have a large number of votes to prevent us from doing the work we have to do off the floor to get our health care bill moving forward. And that's something they would like to see delayed. So we may or may not take up the intelligence bill, depending on how much time is left in the day after their delaying tactics.
Before we move on to talking about health care, I just have one last question about this issue with the CIA. We heard from
House Republicans. Well, I only have a few more minutes, so if you want to spend your time on that, that's up to you.
Okay. Well, we'll get to health care in just a second.
I know. Well, that's all I have left.
The House Republican leader, John Boehner, today said that he was waiting for you to put up facts or retract what you said about the CIA and apologize. What would you say to Mr. Boehner?
You know, as I said to you, the Republicans are engaged in a distraction because they don't want us to stay focused on what the American people want us to do. They know I don't have to prove anything to them. My record on human rights is one that I'm very, very proud of and has been the centerpiece of my service, my public service. My respect for my responsibilities to protect the American people is one that I take seriously. If you want to spend time on John Boehner, I suggest that you call him.
I do want to talk to you about health care. You have said that there will be a public option coming out of the House. In other words, some sort of government-sponsored plan by some name. How do you read what White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel said, that the public option is negotiable? Are there mixed signals coming on this?
In the House of Representatives, we will not have a plan unless we have a public option. And we may call it a patient option. We may call it something else. But it'll be one where there will be an entity that is actuarially sound, administratively sustainable, that will be a level playing field to truly compete with the private sector and not to drown out the private sector. The private sector has had the arena to themselves for all these years, and we have a broken system. We're now trying to fix it, and we think that, as the president has said, a public option will keep the private sector honest. And we fully intend to have one coming out of the House of Representatives. It would not be a serious systemic change to the health care reform if we do not.
Another huge issue on this also, of course, is how to pay for it. And in particular, will there be a tax on generous employer-sponsored plans? You have said flatly no to that.
I've said flatly no, that in the House we will not have that. What we will have is affordable, quality, accessible health care for all Americans that recognizes that health care is a right, not a privilege. We will do so in a way that is paid for, that reduced cost, improves quality of health care, and gives people a peace of mind. This is about addressing the concerns of the middle class, who will see their health insurance costs rise about $1,800 a month, and over the next 10 years, it could be up to $18,000 increase in 2020. So we're looking at the middle class, those who have benefits, those who are concerned about retaining them and having them be affordable, and that's what our initiative is about. So we're very excited about it, and we have good momentum on it in the House of Representatives, and we intend to produce for the American people.
Whatever does come out of the House, though, is likely to be watered down when it gets to the Senate.
Well,
where would the compromise be?
I'm going to have to excuse myself now because I don't really have time to talk about, I said $1,800 a month. I meant $1,800 a year. But this is the legislative process. I can only speak for the House of Representatives, but I do believe that every member of Congress knows that the American people need quality, affordable health care, and I have confidence that we'll be able to come to terms between the House and the Senate to send a bill to the president that he can sign this year.
You think there is some middle ground there?
There has to be. There has to be. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.